This was their version of making me look more Mexican.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
But also very modern. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, what the process was like getting this, and were you familiar with GEM beforehand?
I was not familiar with GEM beforehand, of course. As soon as we found out what it was, we did all our research. But it was under wraps what the project was. It was originally called, like, Hashtag Famous and then Pink Moon, because they didn't want people to know, you know, that they were doing GEM yet. But my audition process, we all auditioned several times, probably like 5 or 6 times each. My the first time I met with John, I thought I blew it. It was so bad, I thought. My car broke down on the way there. I parked in a no parking zone. They had to move my car for me. I was like, it's a stick shift. And they had to, like, find someone. I was really sweaty because I was running from trying to find a parking meter. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm gross. And I think what ended up happening was, oh, hi, Scooter. Sorry. I think what ended up happening was John was like, oh, she's quirky, just like the character. And I'm just, like, very disorganized and messy. But, yeah, we all had to I had to sing, and I think you had to sing as well, like, yeah, almost at every audition. So it was a very long process, but very collaborative.
Yes, for the ladies, I know you all have musical background or musical side on the side. But can you talk a bit about collaborating or working together as a team?
Yeah.
As a band, like, how was it challenging? Did it make some fine tuning, or was it like how hard it is?
We all bonded right away. You know, we had chemistry reads and everything. And I think what's so cool about the film is our relationship in real life really comes across on screen. And I think that's what's so cool about it is everything looks so genuine. Like, we really do love each other and we're talking over each other. And I think that's what makes it natural. And
Yeah, we had like 2 weeks of rehearsal beforehand. And so right off the bat, we were spending long hours together, like 12 hours together, just in rehearsal. So we really bonded throughout that. Steph calls it rock star training.
Yeah, rock star 101.
But yeah, thank God we get along, because that would be, that, like, would be a lot of long hours.
Thank you. I was curious, given how iconic, frankly, the GEM world is to the people who are so passionate about it, mm-hmm, once you each got your role in this film, I want to know kind of what the divide was between nerves and excitement. And has that changed?
For me, I was excited from the get-go. I didn't really know what it was, and once I knew what it was, I was even more excited to kind of have the opportunity to bring something that was so iconic and I think a great message kind of to the screen. Seemed like a really fun challenge.
Yeah.
I think for this film, obviously, it's, you know, staying true to the cartoon, but it's also about introducing it to a whole nother generation. So we obviously have our characters and our backstory, but we're bringing some new life and new energy and, portraying the characters the way we want to portray
modernizing
them.
Modernizing it a little bit, obviously, because, I mean, it's 2015, and we have the whole social media aspect of it as well. So that really, I think it changed some things, but it kind of made it more current and more accessible to people from this generation.
Yeah, and I think that is where the nerves come in, at least a little bit for me, because we have changed a lot, and there probably is going to be some hate, but I feel like if we tried to replicate the series exactly, we would never have done it justice, because it's already so amazing, and I think that would maybe cause more hate. So I hope that people will respect that we are trying to bring new people into the GEM world, because that's what it did for us. I mean, we didn't know what GEM was, and now we're in it, and we love the whole GEM subculture, so hopefully it will do that for young kids today. She has been,
she's exactly that.
Yeah, she has been my role model for such a long time. I was so embarrassing when I first met her. I was like, oh my god, we're gonna be best friends. And I think she literally said that. I did literally
say
that.
I saw the whole thing happen.
But she's so cool.
I just ran up to her and called her mom right away. So she was really
inviting. I remember.
Yeah.
Whatever, Ryan.
She gave me a weird look. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the thing,
we were
too
all a little
is
starstruck.
She's obviously very, very talented, but she's very down to earth. So it was very easy to feel intimidated. But then as soon as you meet her, she's like, all right, do you want to hang out? Let's talk. Let's get this done. So I think she's just really great all around.
We had a whole conversation about Brad Pitt. Yeah, it was fun.
She was very collaborative.
Be a good boy right now with them. How was your experience?
Probably very different.
Yeah. It was, what I did in Boy Next Door, I definitely didn't do in this movie. Yeah, or else it'd be a different rating. Yeah, but no, it was awesome because actually I got to be a part of something so iconic, and then honestly, one of the best parts of it though was listening to these girls sing. It was that was the most nerve-wracking thing for me, to be honest. When they asked me to actually sing, well, after listening to this one specifically sing, it was so intimidating, and it's just. It's one of those things that I think will captivate, you know, just a very, very broad audience.
Thanks, Ryan.
So Jem is kind of struggling a little bit with the theme thing. How do you girls handle that situation now?
I don't think I'm nearly as famous as Jem is, so I don't know. I haven't had a lot of experience with that.
I think for me, I don't really ever think about fame. Like I feel like this is my job, and I feel like it's everyone's job, and we all have different jobs, and you know, you do it because you love it, and not for the whatever might come with it. But yeah, I don't think any of us are as famous as Jem at this table.
I think the obviously one of the main themes too with the film is like. You know, Jerrica realizes that maybe fame and fortune isn't what makes her happy, and it's family and friendship. And so I think all of us, you know, as artists and actors and musicians, we can relate to that too, because, you know, success isn't fun if you aren't, you know, having success with other people.
Surrounded by people who bring out the best in you at the end of the day rather than the Erica Raymonds who don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, we studied the series constantly, obviously. I mean, we had to do our research. And I do think, like we've said, the movie's very much updated. But musically, I feel like this movie is very accessible to pop radio, which is awesome. And I think, for me, I kind of had to do my research on that. I wasn't used to it. But, I mean, Scooter Braun is incredible, and he kind of led the way to that. And I think the music is going to be super cool for fans. I hope that answers your question. Did you sit next to me? Did we talk about the Spice Girls last night? Nice to see you again. Yeah. That's a really good question. I do think that Jerrica/Jem is very different from me. Oh. I do think that she's very much a character. I don't feel like we have a lot of similarities, except for the fact that I really have no idea how to use the internet either. But yeah, so I guess it's challenging when you're playing someone so different from you. But to me as an actor, that's what I prefer, because that's what you can really sink your teeth into. And I think... the most important thing about this is that we really did want to pay complete homage to the series while updating it. You know, that's something that we had to be very careful of and very respectful of. So just keeping that in mind.
How much time did you guys actually spend? How much time did you guys actually spend with your instruments? And do you feel like you really kind of honed that craft?
Well, I had 2-ish weeks to learn the drums. I feel like I learned some songs, maybe, possibly. But Haley actually is an amazing musician, so she was always on set helping me out if I couldn't figure out what I was doing.
Aurora killed it, though. She looked awesome. Thank up you. There.
I learned a little guitar, which is a little different and not exactly as useful lately. but I mean, it's a secret little thing I can kind of know now. I know some Jem songs on the guitar, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. I've played guitar for a few years now, so I didn't have to learn it necessarily, but of course we did have a very short time period to learn the songs. We were all like learning how to be a band and learning the songs vocally and also musically as well, so yeah.
I did nothing.
You sang. That's what the word is.
He was doing ab workouts.
The voice is your instrument.
I was working on my abs. That one, whatever that is.
My favorite
that's
song.
My favorite.
It has a vocal lick. But it kind of
classical musical style?
Well, I'm mostly like a blues, jazz, rock kind of singer. I write mostly blues music. So definitely this was very different for me, but I loved getting to do it because I don't normally sing pop, and it was a big learning experience as well.
Sorry, I'm not a musician or singer, so I don't know that I can really answer that, minus the fact that like the stuff I listen to is very different than Jem, like Dead Man's Bones, The White Stripes, that kind of vibe is more what I listen to.
Oh, yeah, I'm same with Aurora. So I'm more just, I listen to like soul, funk, hip-hop,
you
R&B.
Do?
I said, right?
I didn't
Shocker.
Know that.
You, yeah. Funky,
you
right?
like funk music? All right. Okay.
I love some Tower of Power. I will get down to right now. I was actually getting down earlier today. Next.
Yeah, what they said. No, yeah, I love anything live, a lot of acoustic, indie kind of music. Yeah, this girl, they're both musicians, Haley Kiyoko and Aubrey Peoples, so they're pretty amazing.
Haley's incredible.
Haley's awesome. She has a song in the movie.
Yes, I have a song called Movie Star. You should check it out.
I do like pop alternative music. That's what I like to listen to.
Yeah, I have a question. Jem in the movie becomes a symbol for all these youth today, you know. So what is Jem to you guys? It seems to give hope for these kids in the movie.
Well, thank you. I think the main message, at least one of the main messages from the series and in our film, is about self-empowerment and self-expression and trying to filter out all the noise of worrying about what people think about you and just being yourself. And it sounds cheeseball, but I think that's a good message for anyone in any age or generation, just because you always need to be reminded of that. Ooh.
I'd like to be in Japan.
I said I wanted to go to Tokyo.
Yeah, Japan. That's about it.
I think that if we did a sequel, there would be a lot more storylines from the series added into it. This mostly focused on their rise to fame, so I think there'd be a lot more storylines with the Misfits and backstory about their dad and their mom even maybe. So yeah, that's what I would like to see.
What was so cool about that is people actually flew in, real Jem fans from Australia and all over the world flew in for that performance. I know for Youngblood, we like sent out a tweet and just told people to meet us at the venue, and we had like quite a few hundred people show up and basically performed a concert from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. It was so fun, and I mean, I had the time of my life those nights. This was great.
Yeah, it was the first time we like showcased our looks as well to Jem fans. And work. I mean,
like you can't post any
thousands
pictures.
Of stuff on our scary. Bodies with glitter flying,
face
so
paint.
So that organic energy was definitely there.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys so much.